Well, it means an enormous amount. Obviously, CAMRA are the preeminent organisation in the UK that is very interested in real beer and pubs and so on. And they have given an enormous amount of help as well for us to get together as a community and ensure that our pub doesn't close. And it's the pub now has become a real sort of heart of the community again, which it was quite a few years ago, but had lost its way in the recent years. So it's fantastic for it to be there. We did a lot of publicity in and around the parish, just to say that we were going to have a meeting in the village hall, actually, in September 2016. And we weren't sure how many people would turn up. I thought there may be 40 or 50, and the other person working with me thought there might be less than that. And in fact, we had 140 people turn up. So we knew at that point that there was a lot of interest. And then we worked very closely with an organisation called the Plunkett Foundation, who have been unbelievably helpful in terms of helping us to understand what sort of company we wanted to set up, putting us in touch with other pubs who've done the same thing, so that we just learnt from all sorts of other people's experience. Which was really, really helpful, really helpful. There are so many people who've said that they hadn't been into the pub for a long time. It's now a place where a lot of people meet on a regular basis, particularly at weekends, where you can go in and have a drink or have a really nice meal, because the food is absolutely excellent. And the other things you mentioned, like the internet cafe, which starts in a couple of weeks, the lunch club for perhaps older people who don't get out very much, so they can meet and talk and have a nice meal. All sorts of things like that really make it just the centre of the village, which is what it deserves to be, primarily because of its location, because it is in the centre of the village, but also because we need that kind of thing so that people can get together on a regular basis. I mean, our village isn't unique. We have similar sort of population profile to many, many villages around the country, and lots of pubs in small villages close just because the breweries owning them tend not to see that, you know, they've got the potential to do well. Whereas if it's owned by the community, we've got 140 shareholders, all of whom have an interest in the pub actually doing very well, so they're inclined to come into the pub and use it on a regular basis. And I think it's a real lesson. We're not the first, and by no means we'll be the last, but there are lots of opportunities for places like this to not just open, but to do really well.